Class Echo airspace is generally controlled airspace that is not designated as Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, or Delta. Class Echo airspace has no defined vertical limit, but rather it extends upward from the surface to a designated altitude where the overlying or adjacent controlled airspace begins. On the sectional chart, where Class Echo airspace starts at 700 feet AGL, it's identified by magenta shading. Where Class E airspace begins at 1200 feet AGL, the sectional chart shading is blue. Class E airspace may also start at other altitudes. Class E airspace also begins at the surface when it is found in conjunction with airports that have an instrument approach but no control tower. Of course, if it had a control tower, that would be Class Delta airspace. Class E airspace is also the airspace found on Victor Airways. An airway is a corridor of controlled airspace extending upward from 1,200 feet above the surface, or as a designated, some areas it's higher than 1,200 feet, up to and including 17,999 feet MSL, and it's 4 nautical miles on either side of a center line. The airway center line is shown in blue. You could say, generally speaking, that most of the controlled airspace is Class E airspace, and the question is, where does it start? Well, it begins either at the surface, or it begins at 700 feet, or it begins at 1,200 feet. If it begins at the surface, it's co-located with an airport that has a control tower, or a larger airport. If it begins at 700 feet, it's identified by magenta tint on the sectional chart, and if it starts at 1,200 feet, it's identified by a blue tint. The blue tint on the sectional chart identifies Class E airspace if it's next to Class G airspace. Class E airspace includes all the airspace from 14,500 feet up to the base of Class A airspace.